Sunday, September 15th, you said, right?
15th, yep.
Welcome to A Night with a Drunk. I am Knight Santiago.
Not Bobby the Drunk, still watching the game. I don't know what the hell's going to go on.
And we got young Trey here with us watching the Vikings. Who are they playing today? They're playing your arch fucking enemies.
Yes, sir.
Is Brett Favre playing?
He was there, though.
He was?
He's not playing, but he was there.
Does he still work for the team?
No. He was there to recognize Bart Starr, one of their classics.
That's players. Roy Rogers, right?
Yeah, that's Roy Rogers. That's what I'm going to call him from now on, too.
Yo, you got your fucking stoplight on, too. That's dope.
Yeah, I always have that on.
So right now, guys, Bob may be losing his mind every now and then. The Vikings are losing 16-21.
Get it!
It's a close game, though.
You fucking bum.
What gets you so pissed off about the Packers?
Division.
It's just a division thing, like you said last week.
I don't like them at all.
Do you like cheese, though?
American cheese is great on a sandwich.
Not no Wisconsin cheddar?
No. I like orange cheese, too. That's pretty dope.
Oh, shout out to Bud Light and Rockstar Energy Drink.
Yeah. Cheers.
So, Trey, you're a Viking fan, too, right?
Yeah.
Is that just by default?
Yeah, that's pretty much. I think,
that's why I became a 49er fan, because my stepfather was a 49er fan.
Oh, word?
Yeah. And he was in my life when I was 2. Flag.
Probably on us again, because, this is a disgrace, man. They're giving me aneurysms. I get aneurysms because of this fucking team, bro.
Young Bobby Bills is in rare form. Listen, if you guys want to hear more of these game companion podcasts, email us. Hit us up. Because I'd love to...
Oh, it's on the Packers for once. Look at that.
Yes, finally. Wow. You got something in your favor. I definitely like to do some of these watching some fights, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
That would be dope.
Wilder, what's his name called? Fury called out Wilder last night.
I seen that. Tyson Fury is such a fucking shit talking. I love it.
I was watching, I didn't watch the fight, but on SportsCenter and shit, I was watching. He's like a lazy puncher, but.
He is. He's not a power guy. He's just technical, but he's massive. He's 6'6".
Yeah, he's huge.
Hey, the Gypsy King, right? Trey, you watch boxing?
Not really, bro.
We got to get
you. Get him!
Got him! Got him. Roy Rogers just got sent back to Burger King. I don't know what the hell that was, but that Joseph, is that his
what
name?
What did I say earlier?
He could dance.
Joseph needs, see, I got ESP. Is that a thing?
ESP?
That's like when you can read the future or something like that, right?
ESP, yes.
It's everything you I have call feelings. Happens.
Yo, you know ESP. And you watch ESPN.
I was going to say, I know ESPN as well.
Shout out to Sonny. I know he's watching this game right now. He a Packers guy, right?
Oh, yeah. We've been texting back and forth.
Sonny, we need to get you in one of these game companion podcasts.
He won't do it. Come on. Safety. I fucking hate Aaron Rodgers.
Got him.
Oh, nice.
He's choking.
I'm sure it's on
face
us.
Mask?
This is bullshit.
Yo, did y'all hear about the whole Antonio Brown shit? How he lost the sponsorship from the helmet company?
Nah.
Now he's forced to wear whatever the fuck Bill Belichick wants him to wear. That.
You see, your team is whooping right now.
What's the score?
41-10 last time I checked.
Who are they playing?
Who the Niners playing?
The Little Giants. The Padres.
Oh, well, it wasn't on us.
Oh, sweet.
They're playing the Sweets? That's the team? Sweets?
I forgot. We'll wait till it comes on the bottom of the shirt. Who the fuck are they playing?
If you could pick a mascot for... We could talk now, right? Because it's a punt.
Sure.
If you could pick
a schedule.
If you could pick a mascot that's not a Viking...
Bengals.
Oh, the Bengals. The Bengals is my second team because I love Chad Johnson.
They garbage.
They are garbage.
But what were you asking about?
If you could pick a mascot that isn't a Viking, who would you pick? Like, not an NFL team. Oh, he got it.
Go, BB.
5.
Go, BB. Go!
10.
Go, you bum!
That's good. That's 15 yards on a punt return. He slid out of bounds.
What a loser.
He's like, I don't want the flag guy to fucking tackle me.
A mascot in football?
Any mascot, but that's not already in football.
I don't know. Man, I don't really care about mascots.
I will have
cheerleaders and football players.
I'm saying, but listen to this. I will have a team called the Strippers. The mascot will be a chipmunk. A chipmunk, like Chippendales.
I love chipmunks.
It'd be like a chipmunk with a bow tie.
Well, I don't like Chippendales, but I love chipmunks.
I'm just saying, that shit would be funny. The ladies would like it. Or like, no, the Pirates are already a team. The retards.
The retards.
The retards. They'll come to, like, their tour bus is going to be a short blue bus, and they'll wear a massive helmet, like, the helmet will be huge.
Yo, you ain't
right.
And they'll
come out like, have you seen my baseball?
You are not right.
They'll play football with a baseball, or like a fucking, a beach ball.
Why am I laughing?
You're just as fucked up as me.
Go, Dalvin.
Let's go.
Go.
That was a good one. You're going to make me a Viking fan just from watching you watch the Vikings. It's pretty intense in here.
Yo, I don't fucking play around.
I'm a Viking fan.
He said last episode that he's a fair weather fan anyway.
I am. I'm a bandwagon fan. I'm a 49er at heart because I always loved the 49ers, but I don't even know who the fuck is on their team anymore. So, yeah, I'm a bandwagon rider. And this is pretty exciting, so I'm a Viking fan today.
All right, good. I should've put purple. I love Vikings fans.
The last time I wore purple, I had those eggplant foam posits, and I got into a fight. And somebody stole my shoelace. I don't know why though. I still.
Why they steal your shoelace? Steal
I don't know.
Shoe.
Oh, no. First down. That's like that Dane Cook skit where he says he did a B&E, but he didn't steal anything. He just kicked the door down, and he was like, "Yeah, that got to be the most terrorizing thing because people come home and they're like, what did he take? He didn't take anything."
Right, right.
I got into a fight, or I got jumped, and they took my shoelace.
Just the shoelace.
They didn't even take my sneakers. My sneakers were $300 sneakers at the time, brand new. They took my shoelace. I don't know why. That's to this day, I'm like, yo, somebody's going to come to me and be like, remember that fight? I was the guy that stole your
shoes. That's like my sneakers back there. I got the Shaq pumps.
Yeah.
Purple.
I have those same ones.
They're purple and yellow, right? I bought them. They were like $250, right? The next week, I went back to the store. They were like $78.
That's when I got them.
I said, you
That's when I got because I bought them for $80. I was like, oh, shit, they got the pumps? And I meant to ask, why you got a fresh pair of Tim's with one shoelace in there?
That's not Tim's. Those are $20 boots my wife bought me.
Yo, those are the best bootleg Tim's I've ever seen in my life.
Dang, y'all rock them.
You can sell like those back in the day. I would wear them shits no problem. Up here, at least. I go to the city, people pull my pants. Where's the tree? Where's the tree? There'd be a branch on the side of the Timberland.
I got Knight on the fucking Vikings shirt, too.
Let's go, Vikings!
Who's the Come on, Kirk! You
Kirk
fucking
Cobain?
Bum run, you idiot.
He got five. He got seven. 7 yards there. That's Kirk Cobain. Kirk Cousins. Who's his cousin, though? Is he like
Probably
one of many cousins?
Probably some other bum that doesn't know how to play. I don't know if you obviously didn't watch the beginning of this game. Before you could blink, it was 21-0 Packers.
Oh, so
I was cussing
out.
I was telling Trey I'm going to throw the TV on the fucking floor.
This is the fourth quarter. 7 minutes enough time for them to come back. They just need one touchdown, right?
That's it. But this fucking guy's our quarterback.
One touchdown.
I'm going to get hemorrhoids after this game, I'm sure.
You farting over there? You going to shit yourself?
Let's see what he does. Let's see. Got it. First he
down.
Dropped it.
No, he didn't.
Drop it?
No, he didn't. He caught it. Close it up.
Right? Okay.
So I had a pair of sneakers when I was in third grade. And you remember Jerry Stackhouse, right?
Oh, yeah.
He had, you remember the Felas he had?
Uh-huh. I had used to rock
my mom took me to Payless and got me like the Payless version. This was before I knew about brands. In third grade.
They were the D-less.
I was No, check it. I was 8 years old. I went to school third grade. They said I had the steakhouses on. And I thought it was cool. I'm steakhouse. Like, I got the Jerry Steakhouse. I was like, steak. I went home and told my uncle, yo, they said I got the steakhouses. He was like, motherfucker, they dissing you. I was like, oh, shit. And then I learned about that. I threw out all my bootleg Coogee sweaters. And I started selling drugs. And then I was able to get everything I wanted. I had Tim's, steakhouses. I ended up buying my whole class a pair of fucking steakhouses.
That's crazy. Yo, I haven't even seen a fucking Bud Light. No, yeah, we did. The Bud Light Platinum, but...
Oh, yeah.
The fuck?
Yo, your whole attitude changes when the football game goes to commercial. You may have multiple personality disorder, and that iPhone freaks me out. All of them holes
what
in it.
What do you mean? Hold on.
That's
Let's
like trypophobia.
Let's go back to the multiple personality thing.
You changed. As soon as the game turned into a commercial, you was like, hey, I haven't even shouted out Budweiser. But when the game is, oh, yeah, I fucking throw the ball in the first down, motherfucker.
It's my team.
The fuck?
I haven't tatted on my arm, though.
Well, let's leave some room for the sponsorship and go to a quick break.
Do we have sponsorship?
Yeah, Anchor. Anchor's our only sponsor this far. That's
I love
far.
You, Anchor.
It's me and Trey here watching the Viking game. It seems like Bob has taken a piss break. So what's going on here, Trey? Tell me what's happening in the game right now.
We're losing by 5. Dalvin Cook is having a good game. He had like a 75-yard touchdown.
75-yard pass?
Running.
A return or just a running a run play?
What I missed?
You missed everything.
How to make a pee-pee.
We scored 7 touchdowns.
An actual...
Oh, Dalvin. No, it's not Dalvin. That's a rookie. What's his name? Madison?
He's still going. An actual Viking jumped on the field. You heard? An actual Viking. He jumped on the field and started plundering a cheese hill.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, fucking team is stupid.
Trey was giving me an update on the game.
Oh, word? Yeah. I can only imagine what that update was.
Do you drink more when you watch the games or less? I'm just curious.
A lot more.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because you're stressed out?
Yes, because this team gives me aneurysms, hemorrhoids, and whatever else you
Why,
can
though? Like, I've never understood that type of fan. You really get, like, stressed out. Like, you get anxious, you get excited, you get stressed out.
Before the game, I ask Kevin, my son's right here, I walk back and forth, like, yeah. This fucking guy sucks.
Intel.
See, I told you, he fucking sucks.
Oh, he dropped it? Did he drop it? Oh, they called it. They
That's
called it a
bullshit.
Catch. Some guy named King caught the pigskin, and there's an interception.
That's fucking good.
Listen, it's 5 minutes for them to get the ball back and still, because they score a touchdown, they're up, right? They score a touchdown, they're up by one. If the Vikings score a touchdown,
yeah,
right?
The Vikings score up by two if we kick the field goal. But we already.
But I'm just saying,
one.
Even without that. Because what's
Oh my God! Oh my God!
What is it? Does Kirk Cousins got to get in the groove of things? Like
he's got to be better. He's garbage. Look, there's three Packers there. Like, why are you throwing that shit?
You're never gonna get Viking sponsorship by calling their quarterback garbage.
Yo, that dude stole $84 million fucking dollars from this goddamn team.
$84 million?
Yeah, guaranteed. His whole contract is guaranteed, and he does shit like this.
If you had $84 million right now, what would you do?
I'd buy a house.
Would you become
for me and you?
Would you
right
become an actual
other?
Viking? Can my house be a Viking ship?
Sure.
That'd be dope.
It'll
a house
be whatever
in the shape
you want.
Of a Viking ship.
It'll be a stadium. Fucking. It'll be a cave for the 49ers.
The stadium is shaped like a
cave.
Ship.
Yeah.
Oh, like the dome. It's like the upside down shit. Is that what you're talking about? Or the outside of the fucking the actual stadium?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
This is the dumbest shit in the fucking planet. Like, why would you throw it there? He wouldn't fucking make a better decision than that.
Thank you.
This is stupid.
Was that a compliment or a diss? Like, that was...
No, that was a compliment to him. Because he could throw the ball. And now this guy's gonna fucking pick us up. Oh, that's not a catch.
That looked like it hurt.
Yeah, he's out of bounds. He got knocked out of bounds. So I've come to a conclusion about Trey. Ever since you sent me that picture.
Which one?
The one of him 2 years ago?
Oh, wait.
Have you been feeding him anabolic steroids in his cereal, putting some HGH in there?
No, because if I had it, I would be taking it too.
Yo, Trey grew 3 feet in 2 years.
Yeah, man.
That shit is retarded.
It was funny, too, when you sent the text back. Like, he stands like you, too. I didn't realize
that.
Yo,
the stance is exactly like that.
He walks like me, too.
That's a hood stance. Like, listen, this is how, not to be racial or anything, but this is how you know the difference between a regular hip-hop kid and a redneck. For real, because you wouldn't stand like that if you was a redneck. Rednecks stand like with the asshole tight.
Whoa, nice!
Or they like super bow leg for riding horses. You know what I'm saying? And I used to ride horses. Bray, say what's up.
Bray, come say hi.
We're recording the podcast right now.
This is my little guy. He's a Lions fan. We don't like him around here.
Yeah.
Bray is a Lion. He's a mini
Lion. He's a liar. That's why, come on, talk.
Yeah. You're a Lions fan?
Yep.
Do you know who Barry Sanders is?
Nope.
The greatest running back who ever lived. He was on the Lions.
I don't know about that, but...
I don't either. I just said it because that's the only name I know. I have his rookie card, Barry Sanders.
You better hold on to
that's
that.
That's the only card that I still have.
You better hold on to that.
Your son was...
See, I want to get so much more comfortable right now, but it's tough during the Vikings game.
No, I don't want you comfortable. Be you.
I want
to be exactly how you're going to be.
All right. Get him!
You just show me what
I'm
going
to do. We get the ball back now, bro. All
right. So, look, 4:46 left for them to score a touchdown. Or... Another way they could finish this game, they kick a field goal, right? And that puts them up to 16-19. Then it's 19-21, right?
Yeah.
Then they have their front linemen pack a gun. And when they hike the ball, they just shoot the ball.
That'll work.
It won't even be attempted murder. They're not even aiming for the
quarterback. It'll be like the Patriots when they deflate the ball. Deflatriates.
That's right.
Boom.
That's right. Tom Brady's either a genius or a cheater. And I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, exactly. That kid can play, though. I'm a kid. He's older than I am. That boy can play,
Do you
bro.
Think Bill Belichick and Tom Brady's the same person? They just put, like, the old man mask on when he's cut? Because they both seem to be assholes.
I think they'd be doing that nail on nail.
Sorry,
thing,
no more cursing. Bray's
I mean?
Back. They both seem to be buttholes. Is that all right?
Yes,
can
exactly.
I say that
there
right,
you
Bray?
Go, yep.
Bray, so tell me about school. How do you like it?
Good.
What grade are you in right now?
First.
What is your favorite subject?
Really, I really like math.
What is your thought on the annexation of Puerto Rico? And can you spell hyperbole?
No.
Okay.
I can't spell hyperbole.
Me neither. I just said it.
I never even heard the word. I have. I'm just joking.
You like football? You like watching football?
Yeah. He should be playing football. Look at the size of this kid. He's 6 years old.
Bray built like a 10-year-old linebacker. Mm-hmm. You would have been the kid when I was in Pee Wee that I wouldn't have wanted to...
Go, Dalvin!
Caden's coming!
Oh, my kids are here, too. Caden and Mason. Oh, Mason is over here. Say hi to the people.
What's up, people out there?
We got some England listeners, right?
On, we got... Yeah, yeah, in London.
Who else? London and who else?
There's
London.
A thing that's coming.
We got Australia.
It's Big Mason.
Say hi.
Australia!
Hi, guys. My name is Mason, and I'm doing the Nerf Gun War. Bye.
All right, bye. Get out of here.
You know, I love Australia, but know who I don't like?
Australia's not in London.
I don't like Spider-Man.
I don't like Iggy Azalea. She's from Australia.
Why not? You think it's like cultural appropriation?
No, because Eminem don't like her, so I don't like her.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to bring him up. See, I brought him up.
So you like every you like everybody that M likes and dislike everybody that he
dislikes? No, I just like to look at her. Come on, you heard her raps. That's garbage.
She was good until I heard her speak. And then I was like, what the fuck is going on here? That's like when you hear, like, I have reason to believe Sam Smith and Adele are the same person. Because when they sing, they sound like a black dude. Like both of them. Or
yo,
black
Adele
lady.
Is,
they
Adele sound, is dope.
Yo, she's incredible. Sam Smith is dope too. But that, them London people are taking over. Rag and Bone Man wearing Coogee sweaters. Got
what the?
In his
Kirk Cousins, you suck.
Who's Kukoc? Tony Kukoc plays for the
second, no, Kirk Cousins.
Oh. I was like, he came out of retirement.
The second thing I like is food.
What's your favorite kind of food? If you had to pick by cultural region, what country in Africa do you most relate to when it
pizza.
Comes to food? They make pizza in Italy. What are you talking about? You're Italian though, right? Do you like ravioli?
Yes.
Do you like, what's your favorite kind of pie?
Puntang.
Is that puntang my favorite kind of pie?
I haven't tried any pie.
All right, what's your favorite snack?
Everything.
Because Mace is a snack man. If you had to pick one, if you had to be trapped on an island with nothing but iceberg lettuce around you, what would be your favorite snack?
Bananas.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he loves fruits and vegetables.
That's
bro.
Pretty good. If yeah. I asked Mace, he would say M&M's or Twix.
M&M's, you brought them up.
Khaki. Crap. I can't curse around kids.
I have a question for you. Who's better? M&M or Knight at rapping?
Both.
Yeah, all right, that's cool.
Who's your favorite rapper of all time?
Bruno.
He's not a rapper.
Bruno Sammartino, the rest
of them? No, he likes Bruno Mars. Eminem.
Oh, Bruno Mars.
You heard him.
All right, Eminem, that's cool.
Bruno Mars is dope too, by the way.
That's cool. Bruno Mars is dope.
Yeah,
the thing about Bruno is that he's every race. Like, when he's on stage, you don't know if he's black, Spanish, Filipino, lesbian, gay. Yeah. You don't know what he is. Like, he's all of these things. He represents everybody. He's like the LGBTQ, et cetera, representative, but he's straight. If he's a man. I don't know if he's a man or not. But
just when I came in, they told me this, that they're doing this.
Doing what? Oh, the podcast, yes. Yeah, Bray,
yeah, I was surprised
Bray walked in. We didn't plan this, but I knew the game was on, and I knew that I could catch Bob out of his normal...
Uncle Knight wanted to F me up here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wanted some chaos, and Trey agreed to it, so you could...
Oh, it's your fault.
He's my co-conspirator.
Smack him in the face.
I asked him before I sat down. He was like, okay, why do you have a sign that says Bob's butts?
Oh, because there's usually a can that goes on there.
Oh, it's cigarette
right
butts.
Right, right. And my dad had it, and when my father passed away... I took it and my wife.
I say we get Cartoon Network sponsorship because you could have the second version of Bob's Burgers. It could be Bob's Butts.
Bob's
Butts. It'd be like a strip club cartoon.
It'd just be me smoking cigarettes the whole goddamn time.
Cigarette butts.
That's all I do. Parliament like menthols, by the way.
Yeah.
Shout out to Parliament. We're looking for sponsorship.
You got something to say, buddy? Come on, talk.
Ray just
want to
hang out.
You like to talk a lot.
Ray just want to hang out. Do you enjoy school?
My mom likes to sleep a lot.
Okay, he shouted you out, not Bob.
He didn't say anything. I didn't say it.
Trey didn't even say nothing. The youngest one snitching. Jeez. Hey, who's your best friend?
I think
Do you have a best friend?
She's probably still sleeping right now, too.
Who, your mom?
Yeah.
Okay, let's not talk about her if she's sleeping. But who's your best friend? You got a best friend?
His name is Andy. Andrew.
He's a classmate?
No.
He's just a friend?
The one that's over there.
Oh, the one that's over there. Is he an invisible friend? Because I don't see anybody over there.
I've never seen no Andrew in this place.
You know Andrew. Come on, Andrew.
No.
With the one tooth, right?
Dean's,
he got a peg leg and an iPad.
Get him!
Dean Stump. Dean Stump.
Andrew got him.
Dean's brother's not Andrew. You've been calling him Andrew this whole time?
No, you guys won.
His name is Adrian.
You guys won 41-17.
49 is winning.
Wow, you 2-0.
2-0.
You got Jimmy Pornstar as a...
Oh, surprise, surprise. Patriots.
Oh, wow, 43-0. Oh, God, that didn't... Well, that wasn't going to happen.
Tom Jones is the quarterback.
I like to do baseball.
You like to play baseball? What's your favorite position in baseball? Coach.
He doesn't know positions yet.
Bench. The lawnmower. The guy who rakes the sand.
The one that
pitch?
The water on the grass.
Do you pitch?
No, but he can hit his ass off.
You can hit. I seen him hitting a wiffle ball last week.
PBJ,
you can. Well, this is bullshit.
Oh, he got leveled, though.
Yeah, but fucking 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. This is bullshit. This defense is supposed to be fucking great. And
how they got the Migos playing for them? Roy Rogers.
It's all about clout, I guess.
Drip, drip.
This is bullshit. This is why it gives me fucking anxiety.
Yo,
gives me fucking aneurysm.
Yo, that Wu-Tang show look official.
Did you watch it yet?
No, but the preview looks good.
And I didn't even roll like
that. Yo, you know what you should do? Just listen to 36 Chambers. One time through. Listen to Wu-Tang 36 Chambers from beginning to end and then watch the show because you'll get a better idea of what's going on with it. Because they all came from different boroughs in New York.
All work?
Most of them were stabbed, but some are from Brooklyn. Yeah, I believe GZA grew up in Queens.
See, I thought they were all from Staten Island.
Nah. Wow. ODB's Brooklyn. Ghostface is Staten Island. And then Redman was an honorary member, Jersey. But now he lives on Staten Island, which is ill. Yeah, they all came from different places.
Wow.
Which is dope. I think GZA was Brooklyn, too, on Spectre Deck, weren't you?
And whoever's watching this better watch more.
Yeah.
Especially if they're watching with their ears, because they're hearing it. And I feel like we're recording it.
Night, you want a water?
No, I got
Rockstar. Right?
Rockstar energy drink for the rockstar in you. Unless they
and
don't.
If they
sponsor.
Don't start giving us a sponsorship, then what are you gonna do?
Go to Red Bull.
Heart attack. And
I know people that work for Red Bull. I should have been doing that shit.
Oh,
yeah,
shit,
I'm gonna say how Rockstar energy drink clogs arteries, but it doesn't do that as long as they sponsor me. Rockstar energy is designed for those who lead active lifestyles.
I didn't take a shot.
Ray, don't do that. You're incriminating your dad.
Exactly.
He didn't even drink anything yet.
No, I got to, because he rang the bell.
Can we record the rest of the podcast in like a British accent?
I don't know how to do that.
The kings and the queens. The Vikings.
Glenn, let me do it this time.
There you go.
Yo, I watched some shit yesterday, now that it's on commercial, of one of your cartoons. I was researching. That one when Mason made his first debut, that shit had me.
Yeah, it was a cartoon
bro.
Of me in kindergarten, and I had that was
that
Mason's first voiceover
about a
job.
A rapper, and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
That shit had me cracking up, dog.
Everybody like, you know, everybody likes it because the shit is true. Mm-hmm. Like everything in there was true, and I think I love making fun of myself. So why the fuck not?
Exactly, I'm the same way.
One thing I would like to say is
Shazam. Was that it?
Is what?
Oh, never mind.
You're funny.
Bray, what's your favorite TV show?
All those people that are watching, why did the duck cross the road?
To get to the other side? You making it up as you go along.
He does.
Because someone's trying to cook him.
Okay. Wrong side of the street there.
Stay away from the barbecue.
I fit in my brother's clothes now.
Oh my God.
Yes, he really does. And his brother's 13. And he's 6.
That's real random right there.
He's wearing my clothes right now.
That's real random.
Look, those are my clothes.
Are they really?
Yeah.
My shorts and my shirt.
He's 6 years old, bro.
I am taller.
I'm starting to believe that HGH story a little more. Does your cereal ever taste a little sour, bro? Dad might be sneaking some growth hormone in there.
Nah, bro.
Have you ever taken steroids? Anything? Yeah.
Like when I got an infection or something.
I don't mean medical stuff. I mean like for working out and shit like that.
No, but if you can get me some, I'll take it.
I did it one time.
What?
Once when I was in. I'm
not shooting shit in my ass or anything.
No,
like that.
I didn't do that either.
I'll take a pill or
something. Yeah, it was liquid. Yo, let me tell you. Just that one time, I'm paranoid. I swear, it felt like I could run through a fucking wall. That day, I took creatine, which I normally took. I did nitrous oxide. The nitrous oxide, I normally take. It opens your veins so you get better blood flow.
Right.
And I don't think the steroids actually did anything to me. I think it was all in my head. But I left the gym like, I wanted to run through a fucking house.
Fuck this team. They suck.
The Vikings don't suck.
Braylon's outside, right?
Yeah.
Does that GHD, whatever the hell it's called, HCH? Does it make your pee-pee hard?
No, it didn't do that. But one time, I took
I'm 40 years
yo,
old.
Yo, check this out.
Like a couple, like
when Viagra first came out, when I was younger, I was in high school, I took half of
it. Oh, I forgot my old.
I took half of one.
Oops.
I took half of one. Can we not talk about this?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I took half of Viagra. You know what Viagra does, right? You're not retarded. You're not retarded. He's young, but he knows. So I didn't need it though. But I was about to get with a girl. I was senior in high school. I took half of Viagra. She came over an hour later. My shit got hard, but it didn't stop. I felt like it was gonna fly off my body, like with a cape. That shit hurts so bad, bro.
You ever seen
it? It got to the fourth hour.
Oh, he's back.
Hey, bro. Hey,
what's up, buddy?
We're talking about lollipops.
Yeah.
And Kit Kats.
People like the circus sometimes.
We gotta get the.
I know.
Sound effect. Right, 1 minute 47 seconds.
We're gonna lose this game, and I'm gonna go crazy.
That's what I'm waiting for. That's gonna be the apex of this podcast. Either the joy of them winning or the pain of them losing.
Oh, they're going to lose. And then I'm going to hear my boy's mouth the whole fucking time. And I hate A-A-Ron.
Aaron Judge. Alex Rodriguez. He looks like he got sleep deprivation problems. Like, I got insomnia. Why the fuck the bags under his eyes? I'm sorry, bro. I keep forgetting that you're here. I'm going to stop paying you for every time I curse.
Go play with your friends, buddy. Come on, Mason Kanan are out there. Go play with them.
Yeah, that's true. You should keep them company for a little while.
Everyone will take
a picture. Please. And then if I have a question, if you want to get on a podcast, I'll ask you.
I hope the Vikings lose.
Oh, yeah, that's a Lions fan for you.
I'm going to freaking beat you. That's a joke, by the way, guys. He sucks. $84 million stole.
Bro, we're trying to get sponsorship. Kirk Cousins is the greatest quarterback to ever walk on this side of the Abu Dhabi.
I'll say the same thing when I get season tickets. God damn it. He's garbage. Pisses me off.
That's Quavo.
That gives me fucking ulcers, man.
They need
what did I say? Aneurysms, ulcers, and hemorrhoids.
That's a hell of a way to go. Because those are all things that won't
get him. He might give
won't
you a heart
kill you,
too.
But they'll hurt.
A lot.
You get an ulcer and hemorrhoids at the same time, you know you gotta shit an ulcer out.
Don't work?
Woo! Your shit is black. I've had them before.
Oh my god.
You're gonna have a hemorrhoid touching the fucking toilet water. Half your intestine's gonna be out your body. You ever had a hemorrhoid, Trey? Yeah, don't get them. They hurt.
Yeah, his father.
Once you pass 30,
his father's a hemorrhoid. 30. This game's over. This is fucking bullshit.
If you're a hemorrhoid, you're a 6 foot tall hemorrhoid.
Oh my god, this is fucking garbage.
They need Dominique Wilkins back. Did he ever play for the Vikings?
No, he played for the Hawks.
What about Hulk Hogan?
Fuck this shit. We got 14 seconds.
If you could pick any quarterback from history that wasn't a Viking to be the Viking quarterback now, who would it be?
Literally anybody else.
Johnny Unitas?
No, he already played for us. Brett Favre.
Johnny Unitas played for the Vikings?
No, Brett Favre.
Oh, he played for the Vikings?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The end of his career. You would want...
See my toys over there?
That's why you don't talk shit about Brett Favre.
Nope, I like
you. You always talk shit about the Packers, but you never talk shit about Brett Favre.
Because he came to us. And he wanted to come to
that's
us.
That's dope. That's dope. And Brett Favre is a recovering addict, too.
Yep.
Respect.
Yep.
Respect. I'm not saying it because Bob is. I'm saying it because I am.
And I'll
don't
be
get
one
hooked on drugs,
later.
Trey. That was a dark time in my life.
This game is over. My phone's going to ring in about 10 seconds.
4, 3. They got 5 seconds.
Let's see if we can have another Minnesota miracle.
Hail Mary?
Yep.
Let's see if Stephon Diggs knows how to keep his helmet on.
If you had to pick a quarterback for the Vikings that was actually a pitcher in baseball, who would it be?
Pitcher?
Tom Brady.
Troy Aikman.
Tom Brady's a football player.
He played baseball too.
He got drafted by the Expos.
No, you gotta pick a professional baseball player.
He got drafted by the Expos.
Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah, but he never played.
Noah Syndergaard from the Mets, yeah.
That sounds like you made that name up. Syndergaard ain't no real name. That's a real person?
Yeah.
I would pick Randy Johnson.
Pictures of Noah Syndergaard.
The big unit. Because he's like 12 feet tall. He just... See? There's no such thing. That's Photoshop.
That's Thor.
That looks like the dude from Guns N' Roses. You just put a Mets jersey on.
That's Thor right there. I love Thor. That kid. He's going to be a He's gonna be a Yankee.
He's not even human. He lives on Ragnarok. Why the fuck? What was that?
This is stupid.
Oh, that was awesome.
This is stupid.
That was fun.
They fucking suck. See? Get it. Oh, God damn it. This fucking
commenced to losing his mind.
Man, I got to listen to this shit. Fuck this thing. I hate this.
Mute the TV. Why are you mad though? It's only the second game.
I don't care if it's second game, third game, fourth game, 15th game. They can't lose. They fucking piss me off.
If anybody knows an NFL therapist, can we please get a phone number for Bob? Because he'll be stressed out.
Especially against the fucking Packers.
He'll be stressed out until next Sunday morning.
Who do we play next week?
Look at Brad Pitt. He could quarterback.
Yeah, probably better than fucking Kirk Cousins.
Brad Pitt is sexy, and I'm not even gay.
Vikings schedule.
Yo.
No, like, he's a good looking dude.
He's a great looking dude. Cause he's
Raiders,
like,
we'll win next week.
He's like 90 years old, and he still look good. He got good skin. I love that Rams helmet.
The Raiders.
Oh.
This is some bullshit, yo.
So, the Vikings have lost.
Yes, but this is how it happened. From rip, before you can even fucking blink, it was 21-0 Packers. How you come back from that? And then the penalties. It's stupid.
It was a good effort, though.
Yay. But we're getting handout trophies like little kids now because you're not allowed to be good.
Listen, if they do it for kids, why they can't do it for adults? No?
Everybody gets a Super
Bowl. No participation trophy?
Yeah. Just give them out, man. It's stupid. Fuck the Vikings. Man, it's fucking bullshit, man.
You got purple all over this room. It doesn't look like
I'm about to throw everything out the fucking garage in a half a second.
Bullshit.
No, Wusa. We got them another time. We'll hopefully beat them then. This is crap. Oh, my God. This team gives me freaking aneurysms.
Let's talk about something that makes you happy. Football.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you're helping me out here. Look at my fucking stupid cup holder. It's a freaking helmet of a Viking.
Who's your favorite basketball team? Go ahead, let me guess. The Padres.
Yeah, the Bulls. And they're even better. Yay.
The Bulls, are they?
Yeah, you know that.
You did say
that. Dennis Rodman shit and all that.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yep. Did you watch the 30 for 30 for him?
Jordan?
No, Rodman.
No.
Yo, it just came out last Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah?
Yo,
I like those
30
for 30s.
Wait, you never told me if it was good. I assume it is.
Guys, I gotta take it outside. We're recording. Yeah, so let's take it to break. We'll come back and wrap this show up. And we're back. In conclusion,
the Vikings fucking suck.
The Vikings suck. But the Viking people. They don't.
Hold on. I got to get more comfortable for this segment.
Get more comfortable? You wearing another Eminem shirt? What is going on?
Oh, look at this one.
Oh, Lies on Rest in Peace. That's dope. Huh? That got the jewel in the earring and all that.
Yeah,
that's a dope one. Man, rest in peace, Pac. I got
his
it's crazy. When I came over here the other day during his anniversary. And I didn't say it because I get a little emotional. So the reason I didn't want to stick around was because he was playing Pac records. And it's been like tradition for me not to listen to Pac only on that day. I listen to Pac almost every day.
Right, me too.
Not because I knew him. I never knew him, never met him, never been in the same space as him. But Pac kind of fucking raised me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like one of the first, it's crazy, the All Eyes on Me.
That's one of
the first cassette tape that my uncle ever gave me, and he gave it to me with the Onyx tape back the fuck up. So there's like
I got it over here. I was looking through my CDs yesterday.
Just ill, man.
Found over there.
But rest in peace, Pac, man. It's been many, many years.
And I want to ask you something. Let's Because the Vikings suck, and that's what it
can
is.
Can we mute week. The TV to finish off this?
Yeah.
Or lower it just to finish off this final?
Yeah, no doubt. But I want to ask you something, because 9/11 happened Wednesday, and you, when did you get this place in Danbury? The size of your Bronx.
Way after 9/11. It was, how
old was
Kate?
So you were
ago.
In the city when
I was in 9/11. College. I remember exactly what happened. I was in college. I went to Lincoln Tech in Jersey. And
what were you studying?
Mechanics.
Okay.
And it was the beginning of the day, early day. I don't remember what time it was when the first plane hit, but I was walking past the lunchroom in Lincoln Tech, and I look over, and it was a screenshot of a building on fire. It was just a screenshot. And I walk back, and I'm looking through it because there was a big window in the computer lab. Mm-hmm. I was walking to the lunchroom, and I'm like, oh, shit, what movie is that? Like, it looked like a scene from a Die Hard movie, or something. And one of the students there staring at it. I was one of the only kids in that school from the Bronx. Everybody else was from Jersey.
Okay.
And the student was like, nah, that really happened. Like, that's happening right now.
So did it affect you in any way?
Instantly. Instantly.
Did you have people that you knew in the building?
Yeah. Instantly, my heart dropped and I ran. Like, I ran to my class. I got my book. I got my bag. My professor's like, his name was Mr. Buckley. I think he passed away too. Rest in peace. Mr. Buckley was like, Mr. Santiago, where the hell do you think you're going? And I was like,
I'm getting the fuck up.
I was like, we in war, motherfucker. I'm leaving. I'm going home. And he was like, what? I got in my car and I drove. I get to the Tappan Zee, which is the Mario Cuomo now. Mm-hmm. I get to the Tappan Zee. I get past the toll. They shut the bridge down right behind me. Oh, literally, like 3-4 cars behind me, they shut the bridge down.
Wow.
I got home fast. When I got home, I was still living with my mom's at the time. My mom's is a vet. She's a soldier.
Oh, work?
I was supposed
Salute
to go
to her then.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to the Navy. And when I graduated, my mom's, you know, she that ESP is funny that you said, because she always felt like something was going to happen. So mm-hmm. I ended up not going, and that's why I ended up going to trade school, because I had nothing else to do. It was like either military or jail.
But at least you did something.
Yeah, it kept me off the block. But I get there, my mom's crying. She was like, I knew it. Funny thing is a few months later, my younger brother got shipped off to Iraq.
Work?
Yeah, so it was promised. But my uncle lived 2 blocks from the World Trade. He was affected by it. He died, I want to say 5-6 years ago. And it was cancer related, and I'd like to believe that 9/11 has something to do
with it. Yeah, they have all these commercials now.
Right, I don't know for sure, because I had lost contact with him. I lost contact with, like, I don't even speak to my mom no more, but, you know, it was more eye opening. And then after the fact, when I got my wife worked for Section 8, which was literally a 5-minute walk from the World Trade Center.
Oh, God.
When it happened with her, I didn't know her at the time.
Your heart must have been fucking, oh, no, you didn't.
No, at the time, but hearing about, you know, you think of the what ifs. And we're men, so we don't always think of that. But I sat one day listening to her story. She was on the train headed to work when it happened. She had to walk back home from Manhattan.
Jesus.
She had the option a few months prior to work in the World Trade Center. She turned it down.
Oh, my God.
She would have been there.
God.
You know what I mean? My kids, you think of the what ifs, and it's like, you know, it's all dramatical and movie-like, but my kids wouldn't even exist. You know what I'm saying? She'd have been dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm a strong believer in the butterfly effect, where, you know, one small thing can change the outcome of everything. And, you know, it's always these what ifs. But, yeah, the World Trade Center.
That shit was crazy, man.
Affects me to this day. I know plenty of officers that were first responders. Shout out to my boy Craze 730, who was he worked at Bronx Lebanon Hospital. He actually went down there for part of the rescue. He's still living. He's fine. He had a bad back accident years ago. Thank God his health has shown no signs of that.
Good.
But Craze 730, he's a rapper too, so look him up. He rolled with Fred the Godson and all that. He was down there. New York took many years.
It was crazy
to get back to
New York. I remember where I was at. I was on Kennewood Lake, you know, with Kennewood Lake, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
Biggest lake in fucking Connecticut, here in Danbury. Brookfield, Sherman, all of that.
Right.
I was sitting in my truck listening to Star and Buckwell, because I always say I'm.
Yeah.
And Star actually, like, got out of character and was like, yo, this shit's serious. Like, shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
y'all
need to understand the whole radio personality thing. Star is really Star, but he does put it on for the mic. Like you put it on when the mic turns on. What we got today, because of the football game, was real actual Bob during a football game. But yeah, most of the time when we're recording episodes, we like to act silly and act retarded. But when something like that happens, and you think about the magnitude of the amount of people that we lost and that we're still losing, It's crazy.
Trey, did they teach you? Did they talk to you in school about 9/11?
This year?
Yeah.
No.
Just went no.
Not at all. All they did was in the announcements, a moment of silence.
Do you know about it?
Yeah.
From looking it up yourself, though, probably, right?
Well,
not
from Bob. Like, yeah.
Knowing.
You know, my kids knew nothing about it. And they hear 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, and they were always like, so this year, which I had to really question if it was worth it. My oldest son, Tim, my other one is 7. Is he 7 or 8? No. I forget how old Mace is.
You said he was 8 the other day.
I just noticed you got an Undertaker shovel next to your door.
Yeah, I'm going to bury you.
We're going to bring that up next time. I'm a Viking fan now, motherfucker. No, no, you bury me. It's going to be sacrilegious.
You're going to put the fucking shovel over.
You're going to have a Viking come attack you for burying the newest Viking
fan. I'll give you a Vikings fan when the fucking losers just lost.
Yeah, fuck the Vikings.
Yeah, exactly. No, I want season tickets, though.
But, so, I had to come to grips with, well, I had to decide if it made sense to explain what really happened. And then I was like, you know what? I have been exposed to so much worse shit at such a younger age. They kind of living in a bubble, which I like. That's why we moved up here.
Right, true.
But they need to know. And I showed them the video. Mm-hmm. And they got to see, like, the graphics of people on fire falling from the
people
building.
People jumping from the fucking building.
Needless to say, Mason, my youngest one, cried watching the video.
Yeah, man.
He cries when he hears stories about my mother beating me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's that emotional. But they got to understand what 9/11 was. And the crazy thing is Mace said, it's weird that 9/11, that date. And I'm like, what the date? He says it's 9/11.
Yeah.
That's the emergency note. He says that's exactly. So weird that he caught on to that.
I think that was the whole scheme. Woo. Did you hear that Bin Laden's son just got shot down? He's killed down.
I heard
killed
that.
Now too.
What do you think about that? You believe it?
I believe it, yeah.
You know what I think we should do for the next episode?
What's that?
And maybe we should record it on Saturday so that you're in a less manic frame of mind. I think we should talk conspiracy theory. Because there's things I know about 9/11 that the public may not know. And
that'd be
at this point in my life,
I'm not a smart guy.
But you could ask questions, and we could have Trey in the room asking questions.
I like,
and I'm not saying people that I have access to any more knowledge than any of y'all, but I have theories. I put two and two together. And you know me, bro. I'm insomnia. I be up all night just reading things.
True, true.
Do I consider myself a conspiracy theorist? No, but I enjoy conspiracies. I enjoy trying to figure shit out. Do I know the truth? No. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I don't know if I know the truth or not. But I'd love to bring these things up. I'm a Freemason as well, so I've talked to a lot of different people.
Right.
And I'm at the point in my life where I say, fuck the rules. Fuck that. If people come after me or attack my character because of what I believe or what I want to know, it doesn't matter. I could care less. I'm not attached to any industry. We're only sponsored by fucking Anchor. Now, if Monster and Bud Light step up and say, don't talk about conspiracy
theory. Fireball, too?
Listen, I will talk about beer and Fireball all day. But are you down for that? We'll talk some conspiracy shit next week?
I'm down for what I just like to talk.
Yo, there's conspiracy about beer as well that I know about.
I've got a story I heard from one of our neighbors in his great stew.
Oh, Stu's awesome.
Yo, if it wasn't for beer, this nation probably would have been fucked up.
I agree.
Because there was a time, I forgot.
Prohibition.
No, not prohibition. The water was all contaminated.
Oh, yes.
And people that drank beer stayed alive because they purified the water. Exactly.
Yeah, they distill it.
That's another story we can talk about.
Definitely. And that could lead us to the whole hemp talk, which you're not a smoker. I was for many years. But hemp, the plants, which is used in many forms for clothing, for fabric, for all. It's like an alien fucking plant. Anyway, there's a whole conspiracy about the tobacco industry, which is a fact proven. And I'd like to talk about those things too. But I think it would be fun. It would be fun to talk about things from Bigfoot to ghosts to the government to all of this shit.
We could talk about the Vikings sucking too if you want.
I have a theory of why they suck too. You know what I have a theory about as well? Fixed sports. Ooh. And the reason I have a theory, and this is not out of nowhere, because I've spoken to many people in different sports genres, from boxing, which we know is probably one of the most fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Your family comes from pure boxing.
For sure.
To baseball with Pete Rose. Mm-hmm. To and shout out to Tom Starr, who's a radio host in WOUR in Central New York. He was actually my fresh air father, and he's taught me a lot about those things. But I say we talk about all of that shit.
Real quick, too.
And we talk about the conspiracy of British singers because I do believe.
Let's talk about the conspiracy of how the Vikings fucking suck every year. Let's talk about. No. But I want to show you something because my wife, since the first podcast, wanted me to bring this up to you because we talked about.
Shout out
about,
to K.
We talked about my buddy.
The
here's toy? My wife with my buddy.
Oh, that scares me.
So she put it up there just for you. She said, you got to talk about it. I forgot about it last.
Kay looks like Wendy from Wendy's, just without the pigtails. Yeah, that freaks me out. So Trey, that exact buddy. Doll, I burnt. I lit on fire. I lit my house on fire. Like literally, we had to change apartments because I lit it because that was after I seen Chucky. I stripped him naked and I tied him to my closet and I lit him on fire. It was crazy. But
what else did I want to have real quick?
Last words?
Yeah. I forgot. Whatever. The Vikings lost. They suck.
How about some bars?
Yo, you spit some shit.
I spit some shit. Ahead, let me get loose.
I want to hear you. We're gonna
end this here.
I know you got them videos promote. That
Torch Up. Oh, shout out to Torch Up NYC. Follow me on Instagram. Noches
Nachos.
What was
that video, though?
The cartoon?
No. That one's dope too. But the actual video where.
Which
you
one?
You had a Torch Up. I believe it was a blue shirt. Damn, you sent this to me when we first met and shit.
I don't know.
Shit was dope, but go ahead, man.
I said, you ain't gotta holler back, cause I ain't holler first, gotta act. Lava strolls, taking barbed wire power naps. Cowards back up, know the rules. Everybody high powered till they blow a fuse. I'm plugged in, 7 million volts, 5,000 watts, 300 amps pumping rocks down the block while the coward feel a power surge. I'm a killer with words and you the first dude dead in a purge. The lost land boss man, never want to ride a dick. Living on the edge, pushing bodies off the side of cliffs. How you a pussy dude and you still vagina whip? Bullets never had a name, I ain't afraid to sign a clip. Gun rap, one clap, one stack to rent the hall. Party time punch till your lungs splat against the wall. Bridge work, big hurt, still trying to buy the mall. Tripping over pyramid steps like I ain't trying to fall. Time to brawl, possess the only key that could lock the town.
Yes, sir.
Watching those watching me, seen a sniper, shot him down. Shocked the ground, I could lift the curb and throw the block around. As far as battles, told Bob, line them up, I'll knock them down. Illa sound, I'll fill the ground, had it rough, I'm winning now. 10-ton truck, I'ma back them up and pin them down. Learn hustle, you ain't earn muscle. Ad-libbing, track spitting, have them back flipping off the turnbuckle. Handshakes mean shit, shake till your hand break. Snakes in the grass ain't changing my landscape. Wake them up, show them that aggression that could shake a truck. Label what? Who's a gangster? I ain't never gave a fuck. Unless you putting food on my kid's plate. Gone since Monday, it's Thursday, I'm getting to the crib late. You ain't raised shit, question how I'm living. A critic ain't a judge, tell that bitch to get her shit straight.
Uh-huh.
Whip weight, soul weight, move to the next drug. Shit flake, made calls, move to the next plug. I hustle hard to put food on my kid's plate.
Mm.
You hustle hard for them J's in the hood straight. Soul ready rock to keep the lights on, real fat. You sold bags of weed to keep your nikes on, real whack. I could starve, let the women and the kids eat. Pressure on my mind till my ribs and my spine meet.
Nice.
A little getting loose.
Yo. Nah, I'm not gonna do it yet.
next one?
Yeah, I'll do it next time.
Guys, enjoy. Until next time, catch y'all next week.
Peace.